It's Thursday, the 27th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The 9th Namibia Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Swakopmund International Trade Expo will be held from 1 to 6 July 2024 at Vineta Sports Stadium in Swakopmund. The official ceremony on July 3rd will be attended by President Nangolo Mbumba and Botswana's President Makgwetsi Masisi. The expo will also include business seminars aimed at influencing policy direction. Here's NCCI economist Milna Siboleka with more.
The ultimate goal of this expo is really to provide a platform for local enterprises, be it corporates, be it SMEs and informal traders, to exhibit and market their products and services to a wide-ranging market beyond the Irongo region. And alongside this expo, there will be also business seminars that will feature presentations and panel discussions on issues that relates to the ease of doing business, issues that relates to best practices, issues that relates to the policy environment, so that, you know, there is an exchange of ideas, there is that synergy between policymakers and the private sector.
Namibia is set to commemorate this year's 34th Heroes Day at the Omuthia Recreational Park in the Oshikoto region on August 26th. The event, themed Honoring Our Martyrs, will pay homage to and reflect on the bravery of the heroes and heroines of the liberation struggle, which began on 26 August 1966 at Omuhulu Gombashe and paved the way for a sovereign and independent Namibia. Oshikoto Region Governor Pendayanda Kolo:
come join us in being an to pay tribute to our heroes and heroines and reflect on their contributions. Let us ensure that the Heroes Day continues to serve as an inspiration for our future generations as they wave the struggle for economic emancipation. Therefore, your presence will make this event truly special, and we are looking forward to hosting you in Omuthia, Oshikoto region.
Protesters in Kenya are preparing to resume demonstrations despite President William Ruto declining to sign the finance bill into law. Isabel Nakiria has more.
Kenyan President William Ruto has conceded to demands of young people and repealed the finance bill that seeks to raise taxes on basic commodities. The bill has now been returned to Parliament for reconsideration. Thousands came out to protest tax increments resulting in loss of lives and destruction of property. Kenya is sitting on a staggering 80 billion debt pile, and lawmakers were hoping to use these taxes to pay that down. But after the public backlash, Mr. Ruto has now directed austerity measures to cut down on public expenditures. Some of the issues raised during the protests were lack of jobs and high cost of living. Meanwhile, the situation in Kenya remains tense but calm, with heavy police and military presence on the streets.
Authorities are urged to monitor terror financing activities of the Islamic State within South Africa's border. Institute for Security Studies, Willem Els.
I think South Africa should be very concerned because in 2022, South Africa has been rated by the FATF, or the Financial Task Team, and our risk has been rated as moderate. So the next rating that we received earlier this year, and on which this report has been based, they upped it to high. So that is very concerning.
And Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths says that UN humanitarians remain deeply committed to delivering aid across war-torn Gaza, despite speculation that operations could be suspended due to safety concerns. The UN relief chief denied that any ultimatum had been given by the Israeli military.
My response is very clear. It's not an ultimatum. We continue, as we have done for these many, many months, to negotiate, to get the right conditions to allow aid to be delivered safely and securely. So we're not running away from Gaza at all. But what is true is, of course, that we are particularly concerned about the security situation in Gaza, and it is becoming more and more difficult to operate. We've got some recent figures out about people potentially at risk of famine, but some also some slightly good news there, a lower number than we had feared. They're just under 500,000 across the whole of Gaza. But aid delivery has never been so difficult as it is now in Gaza. And that is the crucial, brutal truth. And if we don't see an improvement in this, in the security context, for all our agencies, not just the United Nations, local organizations, international NGOs, then we're just going to be failing the people of Gaza. We'll keep on at it.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.